Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we're semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. And here we are. Season 15 is over. It wasn't as long as I thought it was going to be, so...
You did say on record, like, didn't you say, like, 25 episodes?
I said, it's probably going to be, like, 37 episodes. We're going to be doing this to the end of time.
An outrageous amount. And I asked you if you were being sarcastic, and you were like, no, it's literally going to be that long. See? We got to crown
I was wrong.
Sasha.
I'll eat my words.
Yeah, you humble pie. Yes. Humble pie.
Humble pie.
Sorry, SQ cuties, if I sound stuffed up. It's allergy season right now, so I'm just like... So I'll try to... I don't know, breathe differently. I hate listening to stuff that people talk, so I don't know.
I think I feel that bad. You sound sultry. I think it's great.
You think so? It's like a sexy voice?
Yeah, no, it's great. It's sexy. Yeah, it's sexy.
Let's go with that.
I know. But speaking of sexy, we have a special guest this week. We are going to be going right into a few fun little interviews, just in the in-between season before we go into All Stars. So we have from season two. Sorry. Season two of Canada's Drag Race. Hi, Pythia.
Hello. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. I was like, two?
You know what, Pythia? Take that as a compliment that you feel so relevant. It's as if you were on.
I can't. I
it feels like I just saw you.
I will haunt your mind forever.
Exactly.
I know.
You'll live in our hearts for season four, season five, for eternally. But
if there is any, we'll see.
Yeah. I've heard some spoilers of this recent season's taping, and I hear it's very good. So
I'm very excited.
There's
and
quite
I equally don't know what you're talking
tea.
About.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, no idea.
So Pythia, how are you?
Yeah, thank you for coming on the podcast. How are you?
Of course, thank you for having me. I'm great. I'm doing great. I'm a little nervous. I've never done this before, so I am ready for you guys to take the reins and teach me how to podcast.
you as the guest take the reins, and we just sit Ooh. And listen to your wisdom the whole episode. Mm-hmm.
So I'm in my pop era.
Yeah, all you need to do is just breathe, grab the poppers, take a quick, swift breath in, and just relax.
Juice. Oh my, okay. Love that. You would know.
It's 10 a.m. in Vancouver. I don't want to think poppers right now.
Oh, that's true. It is.
That's not the vibe. Oh my God. Okay, let's dive in. Pythia, this is such a cliche question typically, but for you, I'm actually interested. Where and what do you draw inspiration from to create all of your incredible looks?
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, honestly, quite a few different sources for me. Ever since I was a child, like, I had a very hyperactive imagination, and I don't know, I just always drew these little characters, and I was like obsessed with like, it's also cliche in my part, but I was so obsessed with like cartoons and fiction and history and ancient mythology. And I don't know, it's just like as a child where I felt like so alienated from everyone else in my school or in my environment, because clearly something was different in me. I found sort of solace in these, I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but in these stories of like other worlds and heroes and this and that. And I don't know, like, I feel like it's sort of carried out into my drag in a way, because with my character and with all the things that I present on stage, it's as if I can take the world into this other world that I used to escape as a child. So it's like, I love creating all these characters inspired by all these creatures and like mythological goddesses that used to like inspire me as a child and help me sort of cope with the reality of life. And yeah, I don't know, I guess to me drag is sort of that medium that I can transport other people in another world, you know. It's so kitschy, but like, it's true. It's really what it means to me.
So if you have an event to go to, you literally ask yourself, which mythical creature shall I channel next? Like, you have a catalog, and you're like, it's the next one on the, like, that's what I want to dive into, is kind of like the way, because it's a lot to roll out some of these looks. Like, I know the behind the scenes part of it. Do you think, like, is it per project, or is it like you've got this whole list of mythology that you're like, one day I shall represent it all?
It's a little bit of both. Sometimes, like, I have this bank of things and looks and inspirations that I want to do. And sometimes, depending on the the context of a show or like a scene or a stage, or depending who I'm working with, I'll be like, oh, this is perfect to plug this. Or, oh my God, I've always had this, I don't know, let's say I've always had this look inspired by The Ring to do, and this dark musky venue, it's the perfect place to like crawl out of the backstage and pretend I'm Samara, like, you know, stuff like that. Like, I'm always like, I always like plug them into certain situations. But yeah, I guess it's a mix of both. Like,
do
I don't
you
know if
have...
I get... Oh, go ahead.
No, that's fine, you finish.
Oh no, for like, for example, I'm working on something right now. It's like it's for, I'm doing this show with Sasha Velour, which I'm like super excited about. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, this is the perfect time to experiment with a bit of like background video projection, like her. I know her audience is also very similar to mine. Like, people who love more like the theatrical side of drag. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go fully with something more theatrical that requires a lot of props. It's local here in Montreal, so I can literally like walk down to the venue from my house. So yeah, I'm building this whole character who's like this moth hatching from a cocoon and falls in love with like a light bulb, and at the end kisses him and dies to like Tangled, I Last to See the Light. It's like, I don't know, it's just, it depends on, I guess, the context.
That's incredible.
I love that.
And it wouldn't travel well, so good thing it's a local show.
Absolutely not. Yes, no. It's quite big.
I was going to ask, is there anything like that's always been in your sort of bank of things that you've always wanted to do but haven't had the opportunity to be able to do? But it kind of sounds like that's one of them. It's like something that's big like that, you know?
Yes, honestly, there is so, so much that I want to do. And sometimes I just never find the opportunity because, like Cynthia even just said, sometimes it's too hard to travel. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I don't have the opportunity to do such big things because, you know, we travel, we want to wear something that's more convenient to, like, you know, dance around and connect with people and obviously not break our bank in luggage, you know what I mean? It's like, so yeah, I just kind of adjust accordingly. So whenever I get the chance to do something bigger, I will draw from my little inspiration bank.
You need like a Pythia's Cabaret that's like once a month, and you get to do these like almost like a Sasha Velour where she has nightgowns. She's able to do those big things. You should, that would be like an amazing thing for you to be able to build and create.
Yeah, actually it was like in the works for a long time, but then so much happened and it kind of got scrapped, and I don't know, like I'm kind of looking into making something more local and more like low-key rather than, because I don't know, my brain is so overreactive. I planned this whole... Actually, Cynthia, I think I talked about you guys.
Yes.
Like, probably like 2 years ago in like a brunch with Kendall and Gia. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it just kind of got scrapped. It was just a little too big and ambitious. And I was like, honestly, I don't know if right now is the time to invest in that. But yeah, this year I'm kind of looking into maybe in the fall, winter, maybe something, making something more low-key and small.
Love that.
That will still let me carry out that fantasy. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Because I picture full fucking Broadway, bitch, and I was like, my manager and everyone else was like, okay, I don't know if that's doable, so let's tone it down. And I'm like, okay, well, this concept does not work if it's toned down, so let's just scrap it and we'll figure something else out.
No way. I think you should have done it, gotten some buyers, know, right? And built something big and cool. You should have done that,
honestly.
So your beat is literally always perfect, Pythia. Can you tell me about your journey with makeup and drag from like baby queen to the stamp that we see today?
Yes, for sure. Well, I kind of, as you guys know, I was not born in Canada, and I don't know, growing up and watching movies, like American movies and stuff like that, I became obsessed with Halloween.
Okay. Because
we don't have that in Greece, right? We have the carnival. It's like in spring. It's like, it's completely different vibe. It's like a carnival. We celebrate spring. It's like a maypole thing. It's, people dress in cool masks and stuff like that, but it's not Halloween.
Okay.
And I feel like, I don't know, the West, like Canada and America, has such a huge like commercialization of Halloween. And I just became so obsessed with like that aesthetic completely. And when I first moved to Canada, I was what, like 14? I was a little too old to trick-or-treat, but bitch, I trick-or-treated throughout high school because I was like, I want to feel that fantasy and I don't give a shit. I don't care if I get called out. I was like, oh, can I swear?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. Yes. So I was like, no, I am going to pop off. So yeah, I started like watching YouTube videos and I started doing all these characters like the Joker or like Edward Scissorhands. And I feel like it kind of led me to fall in love with like theater and like SFX makeup and props. And that's sort of why I leaned towards theater for my education. And yeah, I don't know. I just started falling more in love with storytelling and drag and hair and costumes and sewing and just creating everything that was trapped in my brain, but into physical reality. And
so
makeup
for the
is
makeup. Sorry to interrupt, yeah. Love. Yeah, but no, for the ahead. Makeup, are you self-taught? Like, if little bit by bit, you've just like learned different applications? Because like up close, your makeup is quite like clean. There's an art to that.
Exactly. Yeah. So basically, I really just kind of got to play around a lot in school with makeup. And okay, cool. I completely taught myself. Like, YouTube became a huge thing, like the beauty community and everything, back when I started drag in, what, 2014? Or 16? What was that?
I'm trying to remember when I started and if we started at the
I
same time.
I think it was
time.
16.
Sorry. How long has it been? How many years?
I think 2016, eh? Wait, like, because I graduated 2012. Oh, no, it was 2014 when I started. Yeah, down.
2 hours
later. So, yeah, it was like...
Later.
Oh. Literally. But, yes. Yeah, no, it was just like... The beauty community became such a big thing, like all these palettes and liquid lipsticks, and there were so many YouTube videos. So I just like, yeah, I just taught myself for real. Cool. And then makeup, I mean, theater just helped me expand and learn more technicalities. Yeah.
So Pythia, would you consider yourself more of a social media queen? Would you, because you've been talking a lot about theater, would you say you're more of like a performance kind of theater queen? Or would you say both? Or if you had to choose, kind of where would you sit on that?
Yeah, actually, well, my drag really did begin with theater and cosplay. So, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm an Instagram queen. I really did love Instagram and social media in the past. Like, I was so active. I was posting all my makeups, tagging all the brands. You know, it was such a, what's it called? It was such a culture back then, like to, you know, advertise the kind of makeup that you wore and the new palettes and the new liquid lipsticks, like I spoke about. Yeah. So, I wouldn't say I'm an Instagram queen. I love performance in its essence, and I love theater and storytelling. And that is where the roots of my drag comes. I mean, I like, no shade or anything, but I'm not good at winging performances. I'm not good at like wearing like a little wig and twirling around like you guys do, which is a talent to me. And I wish I could do it, but I can't. And it's like my downfall. I wish I could dance better and I wish I could hear the beat and improvise better, but I can't. I have to make this whole storyline for my performances to work. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, it's
in my detriment or whatever. It's like, it works against me sometimes, you know? I don't have two left feet. Like, I can dance, you know? But like, I'm not a good improviser. So I really have to...
You prefer to have like
a concept, a plan,
some choreography.
A rehearsal, choreography.
Yeah, some queen that just works a lot better, because that's my downfall. I don't work well like that. Mm-hmm. I need to, you give me a wig and a song and I can go dance, but if you give me choreography, I'm going to be thinking the whole time. So grass is always greener, right?
Exactly, yeah. We all have our strengths.
Both.
Oh, shut the
queen!
Fuck up.
Actually, you can. And that's a talent.
But it doesn't hurt me. Pythia, I have to know, do you ever just lie in bed at night and think about all the things you could have changed on season 2? Or is that just me?
Not three.
Yeah, I do think about it a lot. Obviously, I'm very proud of what I did, and I feel like we all should be, no matter what.
You should.
It was
be.
A
you
piece of history.
You in particular.
Please, thank you.
Yeah, you crushed it.
But yeah, there is a lot of things that I would have done differently, and
like what?
I wish I was more confident in myself. For once, I was very insecure on season 2. I felt like I didn't belong there. I had a very serious case of imposter syndrome. I don't know if it didn't show actually, but I did. Literally, like every night at the hotel, I would go home and I would like write in my journal, I'm going home tomorrow. And I would end up being in the top. And I was like, wait, what? And that kept happening all throughout, even until the top 3.
Oh, that's so wild. It's so interesting for you to say that because as like seeing you in an outside perspective, I couldn't tell at all. I felt like you were like meant to be there. Like that was your slot. And I was like, so impressed with everything you were doing. And it, like seeing your package gave like me a complex. And then I went home being like, I shouldn't be here.
Oh my God.
I didn't journal it because I don't journal, but.
I started because I was like, I need to put my thoughts somewhere. Like the isolation was not good. But yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, totally. But that's so interesting how we all have those perspectives, right?
Inner demons, yes.
Inner demons.
I actually
inner saboteurs.
Inner saboteurs, exactly. But no, I felt the same about you guys. Like, I would see you pull out these beautiful rhinestone costumes, and I was like, oh, fuck. I made everything by myself. They were all kind of, you know, they were rigged here and there. They're very theatrical. There were some scenes that were undone. There were some things that were not, like, perfect. But I was very proud because I had made most of it. And, you know, I was like, it's not rhinestone to the gods. It's not ostrich to the gods, but at least it's me. And I felt happy with it. But I was like, it's not enough. I'm going to go home.
But you know what? Do you know what, Pythia? Your background mm-hmm. in theater really served you well there, because you ultimately, like, you knew what would perform, what would entertain, what would land at the end of a runway and be a wow, like a moment. And it really yeah. lends itself to TV and entertainment. I always thought that about your pieces. It's, in the end of the day, it's not about the amount of rhinestones, like how sparkly exactly. something is. I've always felt that way. And so I think, you know, don't be too hard on yourself. A lot of what you brought was still really conceptualized. We always talk about on this podcast having a point of view, mm-hmm. a real perspective when you're rolling out looks and things. And
exactly,
you're in Canada, mm-hmm. one of the best at doing that. Like,
truly, oh, thank yeah. you.
You know, and when the you world, look at not it's... even just Canada.
Yeah, and when I find a lot of the times when you look at drag competitions, a lot of people think like feathers and rhinestones, but actually yours were paying off better for like a TV, because I find sometimes with rhinestones they look like little pimples, they don't look sparkly.
And it's true, not, especially right? in pictures. And
it's not like it's on like our stage where things like glitter. It's you're on an HD camera, so yours were a bit more HD camera friendly because they were more fashiony. You know,
yeah, it was more texture and color and pattern and
yeah, and like the way that things like laid on your body and what you created and like how fashiony they were and the fabrics you used. They're beautiful. I'm sorry, I'm looking at your
thank you. Again. Oh, I appreciate it. No, thank you so much.
No, you should be proud of everything you put out. They're all gorgeous.
Yeah. See, no matter what, like it was a chapter in history and we should mm-hmm. all be proud of what happened, no matter what, no matter if we went home second, first, third, or made it to the top three. It's like, you know, it's just part of history and we did it and it was fun and that's it, great. You know?
That's so now, cute. I have a question because now we're kind of in like a post-Drag Race world. Yeah. I've had like 400 million seasons come out since my season. Okay. There's been a few seasons come out since season two now, and we're about to go into season four. So you've now made the decision to venture onto Twitch, which is something that I did a few years ago, and I love it so much, and I'm so happy yeah. to have you on the platform as well. Talk about that, like why oh no worries, I was so happy to teach you but let's talk about like why you wanted to go onto the platform. What was that step for you to kind of go onto those things? What can we expect from you from it? Like just gush away.
For sure. Well, first of all, we need to take some time to just like all thank Juicebox for her amazing mind. Literally, you are an angel for setting up come on, sound effects. But it's true. It's true. Like, you set aside some time and you were very kind enough and patient with my dumb grandma ass to walk me through each step to set up this thing. Because literally without you, I wouldn't have done it. I swear to God, I would not have done it. So thank you.
You learned so fast. Don't worry about it.
Thank you. But yeah, I don't know. Like, basically, since a young age, like, I've loved, like, video games and this and that. And I feel like, in a way, I don't know if you guys agree, but Instagram and, like, Twitter are kind of dying and... just the community is kind of getting really toxic. And I feel like there's a lot of mindsets that are clashing. There's a lot of worldviews that are clashing. And it's just kind of like becoming this very toxic environment. So yeah. I don't know if you've noticed, but I haven't been very online lately. Like, I don't really post much on Instagram. I don't post much on Twitter. So I was like, you know what? I want like a different outlet to try. And I was like, I love video games. I love watching Twitch streamers. I love watching things that people do. And I love the reason why I do drag, I love the live aspect of it. Like, I love connecting with an audience. I love connecting with people. And honestly, if you think about it, live streaming and like going live on social media or Twitch, it's kind of like that. It's kind of like the live feedback. You can communicate and connect with people more. So yeah, I just wanted to try something else and just like expand. I love different mediums. I love art in every form. So yeah, I feel like Twitch is like an extension of that. I can do like much more. I wanted to do like, we've talked about it a little bit, like Get It Ready With Me, maybe doing some like cosplays, which I really love, and maybe doing some like tarot readings. I've always wanted to do like, you know, some spiritual vibe things. Oh my God, you do tarot readings too?
I have my little cards and sometimes me and my chat do tarot readings and we'll just
super cute.
We'll like sit and play with the cards and we'll be like, oh my God, let's do one like this. And so tarot reading on Twitch is so fun.
That's so cute. I really want to set up like, you know, like the kitschy 90s, like late night psychic vibe with like Columbine.
Oh my god.
I want to do that. I want to wear a big curly black wig and just like have my crystal ball and my big nails and like set up Skype and people can call me live and I can tell them like advice about their love lives and shit like this with a crystal ball and everything. I think you'd be so cute.
Oh my god. The bitch, the chat lights up when you say I'm doing tarot like little readings, let's do them together. And the chat lights up. People are like, do me, do me, do me, do me. It's so
fun. I would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a dream of mine. So yeah.
I want stuff like that. I'm obsessed. Do you know which games you're going to play?
Yeah, I've started playing a bit of like Overwatch, Overwatch 2, some Dead by Daylight. I used to love to play it, but I haven't played in 3 months. I don't know. It just kind of, other things happened and I was too busy and this and that. But I would like to get back into it. Maybe some like Phasmophobia. I like spooky games. I like jump scares. I like stuff like that.
Do you have a PS5?
I have a PS4, but I
was
going to
say, there's a new game coming out called Bramble, and it looks like a scarier version of Little Nightmares.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah, and if you can do Little Nightmares on stream, it's very fun.
Really? Okay, I've never played it, so maybe I should give it a try.
Ooh, Little Nightmares 1 and 2 plus the DLCs, bitch.
Oh my
so
god, okay,
fun.
Work.
Yeah.
I love that. Work. But you know what, folks? We're going to take a quick little break and hear a word from our sponsors, if that's okay, Pythia.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? Obviously, light it up and ignite me. We're reflective, systematic, blinding you with that body. I see you looking at me, charm this room with the power of three. On your knees for the Trinity.
When we pose, we roll electricity.
You know just what we're doing. They clueless, but we cruising. We winning, but they losing.
Roll call, we the pack, you know who's it.
Lights out and we're ready to fire.
You want it.
We're the power, we electrify.
You got it.
We gon' give you all the time of your life.
We got that shine. We the pack, you know who's it.
Lights out and we're ready to fight.
You want it.
We're the power, we electrify.
You got it.
We gon' give you all the time of your life.
We got that shine.
Cause me and my pack, that's lock and key. So just give it like that, that. Come on, get it now, do it like a rat. Come on, take a break, get you so wet, you might need a race. So when you're done with me, yeah, you're gonna be broke. Yeah. Flash, blackout, panic, burr. Power back up from the generator.
Oh, oh, oh.
Flash, blackout, panic, burr.
Oh, oh, oh.
So just give it like that, that.
We don't give you all the time.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it? BetterHelp is the perfect neutral party.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you.
Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience.
There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Boom.
Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages and everything you share is completely confidential.
You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime.
Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist.
We have a special offer to the semi-qualified Queens listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/SQQ.
That's betterhelp.com/SQQ. The special URL will be in the show notes. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
Hi, besties. So we are going to be giving you a tiny trigger warning. We do cover some body image issues, food consumption, and fitness. So if that is triggering for anybody listening today, it will happen a little bit closer to the end of the interview. And if you start to hear us talk about thirst traps, that's when we're going to start to be talking about those subjects. So you can do a quick little fast forward and then just come and join us right at the end of that.
Okay, now back to the gushing.
Oh, that was so fun. What a wonderful sponsor we just got to listen to.
Thank you, sponsors.
Thank you,
Jenna Marbles sponsors. Used to say, thank you, sponsors.
No. Oh, I miss her.
Jenna.
Yeah. I miss her.
Oh, I wish she would come back.
Same. I know. Do you know who was on Meghan Trainor's podcast recently? Trisha Paytas. And I felt like we got a version of Trisha that was like pre-mom again. Like she did a little like Meghan Trainor cosplay and she was really high energy. It's a good episode.
I miss Frenemies every day.
We've never talked about this. Good. You like Frenemies?
I love Frenemies. I only ever saw the TikTok content. I never listened to the actual podcast, but I loved Frenemies.
I watched it. I listened to it all.
Episode. Religiously listen to it.
Yes, it got me through. Yeah. COVID. Oh my God.
I was the same. It was just like TikTok and like YouTube. Like the excerpts would pop up and I would just be obsessed. Iconic.
Oh my God.
Get mad and storm off, I'd be so excited. Sorry, you go.
Go ahead.
enough about Trish. Yeah. But her time is valuable. Yes. But you've got to tell me, where can the kids see you this summer, Pythia? Do you have like a pride lineup that's shaping up right now?
Yes, yeah, I'm actually currently in the works of it. I think I'm going to be doing, I'm doing a brunch in late May. I'm doing the thing with Sasha Velour in the beginning of May.
That's so exciting.
I think I'm doing PEI. I'm doing like a little brunch there. I'm doing Grand Perry. Yeah,
PEI is really fun.
Yes, excited. You guys know like my drag daughter, Denim Pussy? She's from there. So I'm like, we may go visit and just kind of like have a little moment, do some photo shoots and have fun.
Oh my God, cute.
Stay with her family. I think it'd be really cute.
You do love a cliffside photo shoot.
Exactly, bitch. Yes. I love some nature moment. Come on, Natch.
Like, is it golden hour?
Yes. I'm like,
let's shoot.
From a certain angle only, though, you know. Not when the sun is overhead, please.
No.
I'm doing the Dundas Square, I think, the drag ball, which is going to be super cool.
Yes, amazing. I love that.
Stuff like that. There's some things like are, you know, being shaped up right now, but I should release it when I'm for sure ready. And I'm going to Greece again in August, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I have some drag events.
Can you talk to me a little bit about that? I wanted to ask you, because I was quickly creeping you, and I saw that did you go back to Greece a couple months ago?
Yeah, so basically what happened is I went, after I became a citizen, which was a whole kerfuffle, I think I've talked about it in my social media endlessly,
travel was limited for a while there. You had to be in Canada while that process was processing.
Do we have time? Do you want me to explain it just quickly or no? Like,
I mean, plenty, babe, it's your
podcast. Interview. I want to hear the experience.
Yeah. So basically what happened is in Greece, when let's say, in quotations, boy turns of age, like around 17, 18 after high school, you have to go do your service in the army. So basically I immigrated when I was 14, right? So right before I turned of age. And basically they wouldn't renew my passport because I was basically like, I don't know how it's called in English, but basically I was like, I escaped the army. I ran away from the country when I was called, right? So I don't know what it's called in English, but like, it's like basically you bailed the army and you didn't show up at your calling, which is like they summon you, you get drafted, you have to go, period. So I didn't do that, right? So basically it was a big thing. Like it was a long process of me sending back and forth, like proof of me living here, going to school here. Basically I had to sign papers, like proving the translations were legit. I had to be like, I'm going to come back after, with my fingers crossed. I was like, no, I'm not. So basically they wouldn't renew my passport. And it was a big, huge thing. I hadn't become a Canadian citizen. So I was just like, you know what? It's time to do it. So I finally got my citizenship and it was fine. And I got my Canadian passport and now I can travel freely wherever I want. Thank God. But it was just a long fucking process because of COVID. So what could have been probably a few months deal probably took me 4 or 5 years to become a citizen. So it was a big kerfuffle, but it's over now. So anyway, back to Greece. Sorry, you guys.
You should have a tour called the I Have My Passport Tour.
Oh my God, that's genius. Yes.
Or like a military tour where it's like that's your military time is you just do a military themed tour.
Not that. Come on, bedazzled camo, yes.
Right? You're just like, ooh, you can do the Trisha Paytas screaming in the things.
Little man salute.
She acted the house down. Not salute! Yes, like really serve, honey.
Oh
my God.
So you went to Greece a few months ago.
Yes, for the first time in 15 years after I immigrated, I hadn't gone back. So it was honestly the best time of my life. Like I got to see my family again. I really like reconnected with old, like my roots. I made so many new friends. I made some really valuable like friendships there that I honestly will take with me forever. And some of them were basically, it's a group of friends that I made that are promoters for an event for like gay bears. Okay. And they're called Barely Athens. And basically each August they do like a festival. It was the first time that they had done last year, but because I already had a booking, I couldn't do it, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to come later and we can meet and we can chat. So I met them. They were really incredible. Nicola and Matt, they're great people. And they were like, you know what? What if you come back for like December and we can do like a cabaret, like Pythia's Cabaret, and we can like host it in Athens or Piraea, and you know, it'll be like the first of its kind in Greece. And we did it and it sold out within like a few weeks.
Beautiful.
Which is insane for if you think about like the current state of politics and queer rights in Greece. And it was very amazing. Like a lot of people came out and supported. It was fully sold out. Like, and it was one of the best times of my life. The venue was gorgeous. I don't know. It was just so touching. Like I left as a young, closeted, you know, fearful child, right? And to go back as a fully fledged, like queer, proud adult and reconnect with my roots in that way was just so important to me. Like, honestly, I was so emotional the entire time. And just getting to do all these shoots that you guys saw on Instagram, like in the actual temples of my namesake and my inspirations, it was just like super cool. So honestly, yeah.
Every night. It was amazing. Every night.
That damn golden hour. From your bangle.
It was gorgeous.
It kind of popped off.
It was gorgeous. It was worth every single penny, bitch.
Worth every golden hour.
It was worth dunking my expensive Evan Clayton costume in the salt water. But, you know, it worked. It worked.
But now it's full of water from Greece. Mm-hmm. You know?
It's baptized.
It's been, yes. No, it's perfect.
It was super cute.
Speaking of photo shoots, something that you've been doing quite a lot for the past few months is thirst traps.
Oh my gosh!
So you've decided to have this fitness journey and comfortable in your body. You were doing shirtless Twitch streams, which I was like, I thought she would take much longer before the shirt came off on Twitch. Ooh, so very proud.
Oh my God. I let loose, bitch. I did.
I didn't know you added that button.
You're welcome.
So it's fucking funny.
What sparked the fitness journey? What sparked being like, you know what? I'm getting comfortable in this body. I'm going to start getting my tits out. Like what was the catalyst?
I don't know. During the pandemic, I kind of, like all of us, which is totally fine, I kind of overindulged. I snacked a lot. I was very lazy. I didn't do much. I didn't go anywhere. And I just kind of didn't feel like I was healthy in my body. I just felt kind of uncomfortable with myself. And I just reached a point where I was just like tired and sluggish. And I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, oh my God, I've never looked like that. Like, why am I letting myself go like this? And I don't know. I was like, you know what? Let's just change it up and just get better and get healthy. And it was right around the time that I was filming Drag Race, obviously. And I was like, I'm going to be traveling a lot. I'm going to be performing a lot. I need to be feeling good. I need to have energy. I need to be like more fit. And it was literally just about like my health and just my confidence because it had just been kind of completely crushed. So yeah, I don't know. I just like, I got my butt up and I've never done it. Like I didn't know much about the gym before. So I just reached out to a friend and he made me like a little workout schedule. He's like a very talented pole dancer. His name is Matt Ryan. Work. And he just like, yeah, he made me like a little schedule. We went together to the gym. He showed me all the equipment to like familiarize me. And yeah, I just kind of took it on from there. And I feel happy and I feel very confident. And I'm like, and I'm still working. I'm not at all anywhere near my goals, but like, I'm still working towards it. But yeah, it was just like to get better and healthier. And
is your gym of choice just like traditional gym, like traditional, just like vibe and lifting? Or are you like Miss Cynthia, where you're Legree, Pilates,
little like, studio life?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you like a yoga girl? Like what's going on with
like
the fitness?
Beautiful West Coast middle-aged white woman that yes. you are? I love it. I love it. No, I'm like full gym bro, like lifting, like love. PRE, like stuff like that. Oh, I never expected that, but like
I love that.
I know, but honestly, like I was on like a little calorie deficit because I wanted to like reduce my body fat percentage, but now I'm kind of like I'm really bulking, and I just actually got a new coach from Vancouver actually. Ooh. He's just a friend of a friend who offered to help me out, and we're doing like a little thing on True Coach. It's kind of fun, but I'm a little nervous.
I love True Coach. That's a great one. Love True Coach.
I'm so nervous. He's like, some of the things that he's gotten me do, I'm like, oh, I'm scared. But this week, I'm really starting. It's like...
Oh, fun. I've been intaking 30 grams of protein at every meal, and I have been so fucking gassy that I've had to intake, like, double the amount of fiber I usually intake. So just get ready for that. Like,
I
just...
feel you. My IBS, oof.
Oh, right? No. Yeah,
it's my not going to be cute. But yeah. Oh! I'm fucking screaming. I thought I let that out. Oh my goodness. No.
Like, the pot farts.
But yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm excited to bulk up a little more.
All right. Just like,
yes.
Oh, just like there.
Oh, yes.
Are you going to, because I saw a thumbnail or a preview of your Twitch stream shirtless. Is this going to be the uniform? Like, is this the regular degular?
Honestly, was very hot that day. Like, we hit, like, 25
sure
degrees.
Sure it was.
So, I honestly...
It's April.
Listen.
It's
April. No, bitch. Listen. Go back. It was literally 25 degrees that day. And I was just chilling in my room completely, like, naked, obviously. And then I was like... My sister messaged me. She was like, you should stream right now. And I'm like, Okay. So, then I just, like, turned on the camera and I did it. Like, it was...
Oh, I love
just,
it.
You know, very chill.
Okay.
But yes, people liked it, so I'll do it much more, obviously. Like, come on.
So, Pythia, if they ever ask you to flex, remember, if you're going to flex, don't flex this way. You want to flex with your elbows pointed towards the camera so they look bigger.
So they look bigger.
Wait. Yeah.
It's like so a depth flex, of field thing.
Yeah, so the bicep. Like yeah, just like that. You do it like that.
Okay.
You got to point it towards
the
camera.
Yeah, not the side. Yeah.
So you do that, and then they look bigger.
There we go. Oh, my goodness.
If you're not paying for the Patreon, SQ Cuties,
you don't get to see anything.
You didn't get to see what they just did. And it was very.
You don't get to see the guns. Oh, my goodness.
So consider it. It's a cup of coffee a month.
Literally. I'm crying.
Oh, okay, my God.
We have the one question again, cliches for you, left, right, and center. But I have to know, if you were asked to go back to the Thunderdome to do another season of Drag Race, Pythia, would you do it?
Yeah, I don't know. I get asked that a lot, and I'm not really sure. It's like I don't want to be pretentious. Like, I'm sorry. I really don't want to
be pretentious.
But, like, I really sort of fell in love with drag for, like, the artistry of it. And I don't want to be like, oh, my God, I'm an artist, blah, blah, blah. But sometimes I feel like the commercialization of drag, especially with Drag Race, has sort of killed that joy for drag for me. Like, I feel like the consumers of Drag Race are so unaware of queer culture and performance. Like, I feel like the lens of drag has, like, really kind of shifted because of that. And I don't want to sound like fucking, what's her name? Jasmine Masters. Like, RuPaul's Drag Race done fucked up drag. But honestly, it kind of did. I love the platform that it has given us. Please do not think that I am ungrateful for it, because I am forever grateful for this platform I've been given. And honestly, it has changed my life forever, and it was amazing, and I had so much fun. But I don't know. It's just the fandom is so toxic and evil, and I feel like they don't really get drag besides the like splits and this and that. Like, I don't know. And like I said, I don't want to sound pretentious. Like, I'm an artiste. Like, I want my stage and my theater. But like, yeah, drag is kind of that for me, though. It is the theater, and it is the aspect, and it is the cultural impact and the politics of it. And like, this is why I started drag. It's all this commentary. Mm-hmm. It's the ancient evocation of performance and like art and gender play. And I don't know. And I feel like people have forgotten that with Drag Race. Do I sound crazy and pretentious? Tell me.
No, no, no. You sound great. But it feels like you would almost be able to use Drag Race to your detriment to, like, get your word out. So, like, say if you were to go back, it would be because you want to maybe have a step in your career where it's just like, hey, if I go back, maybe this will be a chance for me to be able to get this one show off the ground. So it's almost like you use it in a way where it's just like you kind of, like, quote unquote, like, sell out for a few months to be able to grow your art even more, if that makes sense.
You're right. Yeah, exactly. Like, who knows? Maybe sometimes it'll feel right for me to, like you said, I want to advertise something, or I have something to say, or obviously right now, drag is kind of under attack in our nation and our world. So it would be very important for all of us to be up there and just obviously spread our stories and, like, the importance of drag. So yeah, you know, maybe down the line, but, like, you know, right now I'm just kind of chilling, focusing on other things. But yeah, I'm open.
Right now she's going to Greece now.
Exactly. Now I'm tanning. I'm bulking. I'm like, I'm applying for pit crew, bitch. Like,
oh my God, that's the condition. She's coming.
Can you imagine?
As the pit crew.
Yeah. I just want to be pit crew. That would be iconic. We've never had a queen come back just as pit crew.
That's true, eh? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
All the fitness girls.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Me, you, Cameron Michaels, Nayshia Lopez, just like standing in speedos.
That'd be so funny. Hey, let's pitch it.
Hey.
What's under package number one? I can't.
Sophia, while we have you, is there anything else you want to plug?
Plug?
Like, things you're excited about, come see me here, links to click, anything to make sure the SQ cuties know about, because our conversation, she's wrapping up.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, the usual. You can find me, like, obviously in social medias. Like, if you check Instagram, obviously at Bethea.queen. Like, I have my link tree and everything. Like, I have a new Discord now. It's like a cute little community. Ooh. The fans have joined and it's super cute. They all, like, have made all these
subreddits.
Like, is that what it's called? Like, the little sections in Discord?
They're channels. They're channels in the they're making channels in the Discord. Yeah.
Yeah, they made, like, videos and makeups and, like, edits and general discussions and fur babies and they share all their pets and I absolutely love it. It's, like, my new favorite thing. So, it's adorable. Yeah.
Careful. Make sure you have moderators for that. So
yes,
they can.
I do.
Okay, good.
Yeah. They all get, like, a little screening process.
A little screening process just to make sure. And
And obviously Twitch as well. I'm very new, like we spoke about it on Twitch, and I'm hoping to, like, start growing it a lot more, doing a lot more
things. What's your handle? Twitch.com/?
I think it's Pythia Queen, like without a dot. Yeah.
Yep.
And like my Instagram, yeah.
Well, I want you to read my tarot cards, and I'm so excited for all the content you're going to come out with. Twitch feels perfect for you. I think it's
honestly
the right blend of your humor. You're kind of, once you get you've got the tech all set up, You're gonna be killer. I can't wait. And you know, you'll always be shirtless, apparently. So SQ cuties,
honestly,
tune in to that content. That fabulous hairy chest. That hairy chest.
Literally. The big hairy titties.
I love it.
Well, we want to thank you so much for coming on Semi-Qualified Queens. Really, really appreciate you squeezing us in and giving us this fun little interview. Our first interview in a very long time. And don't forget to follow Pythia on all of her socials. Give her lots of love. Give her lots of love on Twitch. And if you're in Greece, go see her in Greece. Oh my God, an SQ cutie in Greece. That would be so cool.
You have to go.
We should look. We should look to see if we have any.
Pythia, can we give them a ticket?
Honestly, for the Brilliant Happens, I'm going to talk to them.
An SQ cutie exclusive.
Literally. Oh my God, yeah. Iconic. I will look into
it.
Well, no, thank you guys. Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
Oh, no worries. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you. Yeah, we'll talk to you so soon, okay?
Yes! Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh my God, I forgot how adorable Pythia is. She's just a little artist, a little, like, theater geek.
She's so cute. I love when she, like, picks up her hands and goes... She just giggles and covers her mouth. She's so cute. No, I love it. And she feels like there's such a big brain in there with so many just, like, ideas. So it was really cool to be able to hear those things and have her just kind of, like, gush about stuff she likes.
I know. She is that blend of, like, artist and engineer where I feel like she knows how to execute these really complex ideas. And I think she's too hard on herself with her run on season two, not season three, Juice.
Oh my God, so embarrassing. I can't believe I did that.
You should be very embarrassed.
And we couldn't even go in and fix it. It was just like, oh, it's just wrong with it.
I know. You pulled what I pulled with Jada and Fierce-alicious earlier in the
year. Oh my God. And they both are, and those are rough ones to be because Fierce was just not impressed with us.
No. I would rather screw up in front of kind Pythia because she's an angel and she doesn't mind. But yeah, that was our interview with the Greek goddess. I think that's so sweet of you to help set up her Twitch channel. I do believe her when she says, because I would feel the same way without your kind of support to set up. We would just be like other drag queens not knowing what we're doing. Even me with podcasting, you were very helpful at the beginning. So that's super sweet of you to do.
No worries. I'm always willing to give a helping hand to people who want to join the platform, because when I started on Twitch, I felt like everyone was so insanely supportive. And the difference I found with like live performance and being on Twitch was that I remember being at shows, people being like, oh, I can't believe this girl is having that party the same night as me. And it was like very territorial of like people coming into spaces. When I found with Twitch, there's millions of people on the internet. So you are like, oh, who cares if someone's streaming at the same time as me? These are the people who want to see me. These are the people who want to see you. It's not going to take anything away from me. So I love trying to share that support and that love that I got at the beginning with anybody. Like, I'm not kidding. Anybody who like even casually posts like, hey, I'm thinking about streaming on Twitch, and I like kind of know them, I reach out right away and I'm like, do you need help? Pythia is just the first one who said yes.
That's so cute. No, good for her. I think it's, I said, like I said in the interview, I think it's the perfect platform for her, especially since some of her ideas are so grand that this is a way where she can still connect with everybody, because she can be quiet on social media. I agree. Like, I feel the same way sometimes where I'm not as active with certain posting. So it really resonated with me, everything she was saying, just the way she feels with social media. So Twitch will be this fun new way to see our girly,
just her little corner of the internet. So I love that for her. But thank you guys so much for joining us on this episode. We really appreciate it. This is our first interview for a really long time, so we're really happy if you liked it. If you didn't like it, just don't tell us.
Oh my God, before we go, can I announce my two soundboard gifts to you? I played one in the episode.
Oh my God, yes, please.
Okay, I have to premiere them again because I'm very proud of myself and I had 10 minutes before the episode. So I was like, I'm going to make sound effects. So the first, of course, when anyone's letting loose. Let loose, I said let loose. We'll play that over and over and over. And I finally got around to it. And to celebrate 100K streams on Spotify.
Ooh.
Shine. Shine.
Hey, oh, Shane.
Those are my soundboard. So those are my soundboard updates, SQ cuties. That's
Shane.
we gotta stay relevant. We gotta update the media board.
Oh my God, I'm so obsessed. I love that. Well, let us know. Actually, this segues perfect into my sign off. So if you guys want to let us know anything that you want us to add to the soundboard, or specifically for Cynthia to add, because I don't know how to do it.
I'll do it.
Yeah, she'll do it. Message us on Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod, Twitter at sqqpod using the hashtag semiqualifiedquestions, or email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
And we always want to hear your beautiful voices. So record us a voice message to www.speakpipe.com/sqqpod.
Thank you guys so much. And we are going to see you next week with another very special interview.
And I'll take a Claritin.
Bye.
Bye.
And I'll take a Claritin. I wish we could sign off with Let Loose.
Let Loose.
Does she know we do that?
No.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.